its current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation touts itself as the state's marketing arm and lead agency for business, talent and jobs, tourism, and other economic incentives, grants, and overall economic growth. Our next guest serves as its current president and CEO. Michael Finney came to MEDC from a key economic development position as the head of the Ann Arbor Spark. Governor Rick Snyder appointed him in January 2011, and this is the first of hopefully many regular visits with Mike about MEDC and Michigan's larger economic picture. Welcome to Current State.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark.
Being a Lansing show, I have to ask about MEDC's role in the Jackson National Life proposal to expand here in Lansing. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, it's a great project. It's a great opportunity for the Lansing area, a great opportunity for the state of Michigan. Jackson National is committed to hire approximately 1,000 jobs over the next few years and invest $100 million. So that's a project on a scale of any that we've seen over the last couple of years. So it's great news. MEDC has been working with the company for many months. I think the first conversation I had with them about a potential expansion was in the later part of 2011. And so they've been in the process of assessing growth plans for quite some time, and we're very fortunate that they ultimately decided to make the expansion here in Michigan.
What's the takeaway from a proposal like this from Jackson National? What, if anything, does this say about Michigan?
Well, their CEO, Mr. Wells, indicated that the totality of what Michigan has done over the past couple of years to really become an incredibly business-friendly state. And, you know, a lot of the changes in terms of tax reform and regulatory reinvention, I mean, those are the kinds of things that send a positive message to businesses like Jackson National. And their CEO was pretty candid about that in his comments.
For all of Detroit's challenges, I know there are some encouraging developments. Dan Gilbert's playing a huge role. An important light rail project is on the table. But tell us about ADP and the new jobs they're bringing to Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit is one of those locations that I think is just upside potential that's pretty dramatic. And we're starting to see evidence of that. Projects like what Dan Gilbert has been doing for the past couple years. He's been a major investor. He's acquired, I think, 14 or 15 buildings at last count in downtown Detroit.
And is he the source of a lot of the upside potential, man alone?
Well, you need individuals like him who really make very big bets, very aggressive bets that the city is in recovery. And I think he's making wise bets. And then you start seeing other companies like ADP and others that are looking to come into Detroit and locate. Detroit was identified as one of the top IT and software hotspots in the country. And so when you hear that and you see that, it's more than what Dan Gilbert's doing, but he's obviously a leader in that regard, and it's great to see it happening.
We're led to believe infrastructure is intimately connected to economic development. How closely are you watching the roads and infrastructure debate in the legislature, and how important is that?
Well, it's critically important, and we know that transportation infrastructure in particular is critical to businesses like the ones we have here in the state of Michigan. We make things, and in a state that makes things, and not just cars, but processed foods, furniture, pharmaceuticals, those things need to be transported one way or another, and that typically starts off on a road. And so our ability to have good transportation infrastructure is critically important. We obviously are paying close attention to what's happening through the current legislative process, but most importantly, we support Governor Snyder's executive recommendations. And we just trust that through the budgeting process, there will be a commitment to make some improvements.
You follow the legislature closely enough that you feel good about those prospects?
Well, I don't know that I'm close enough to the budget debate to say where it's going to end up at. But I do trust that our legislature understands the importance of supporting infrastructure, and in this case, roads and bridges in our state.
What is the importance of the North American International Trade Crossing, and where does that stand right now?
Yeah, so the new International Trade Crossing, I'm assuming you're referring to the new bridge that will connect Detroit to Windsor.
Yes.
Yeah, that project is moving along. If you recall, I think a couple weeks ago, we received the presidential permit that was required in order for a crossing to be developed between the United States and other foreign countries. And so that's in place now. And so there is a lot of behind-the-scenes activity that has to happen before the first shovel of dirt is actually moved. But it is proceeding, and we expect that it will continue to move forward.
We're talking with Michael Finney, President and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. I'm obligated to ask about a story that appeared in MERS yesterday. Nine companies had their MEDC tax credits or incentives revoked in the past year for one reason or another. Now, according to the story, only two of those nine were asked to make good on delinquent back taxes. When asked if that was standard procedure, your colleague Carla Campbell answered pretty much. Why is that?
Yeah, we try and work with the communities. In the case of the incentives that you're referring to, it's about Renaissance zones. Those were put in place over many years. And we try and work with the local communities to make an assessment of whether we should pursue a recovery of any benefit that a company may have received. And on the basis of how significant those benefits were and the community's input, we try and make a reasonable decision on whether to pursue it.
The article went on to cite a couple of instances, apparent instances, where poor communication and misreporting did not lead to payment of back taxes. One of them was here in Lansing, the Lansing Tool and Engineering Company and the Western UP Recycling Center. Can you explain that? I mean, I think they're referred to as clawback provisions. Do clawback provisions need to be strengthened by the Treasury Department in our state in situations like this?
Well, it's important that when we are being good stewards with the state's resources, that we try and put in place language and agreements that make it possible for us to protect the state's best interests. And I think every attempt is made to do that, both by the MEDC, the Michigan Strategic Fund, and Treasury. In those cases where there simply is not a resource to go after, and in some cases companies simply go out of business, there's really nothing to go after. So in those cases, you may see us not making a recommendation to Treasury to pursue it. In other cases, we will. So we really just try and use good judgment based on where a project is at and working with the local community.
If Michigan is reinvented the way the Snyder administration wants it to be, what sectors of the state economy do you think will grow?
Well, we're not trying to pick the winners. We're really trying to be as opportunistic as possible. So we're talking with business leaders and trying to understand where they see growth opportunities. Obviously, the automotive sector is doing reasonably well right now, and we certainly trust that they will, stay very focused and continue doing well. But we see great opportunities for expanded agriculture. In fact, we're working with Jamie Clover Adams in the Department of Agriculture fairly closely because we think there's huge potential for food processing in our state and the export of various foods that are processed in our state. Tourism will continue to be big, and in fact, it's growing, and we're looking to make greater investments in our tourism efforts. So we've got a variety of different places we can go, but we are a state that makes things, and it's important to understand that the potential is there across a number of different sectors, and we trust that we'll continue to do well.
Is a higher health care profile possible in Michigan?
Well, healthcare is one of those where I think the fact that Michigan has had some of the best quality care that you're going to find any place in the country has positioned us to really take advantage of that. The healthcare profession is actually a very big one in our state. The challenge, of course, is figuring out how to convert it into a destination business. And I don't think we have healthcare destination businesses at this point, but there are a number of efforts underway. Over in Oakland County, they have Medical Main Street that they're pushing very aggressively. In the Ann Arbor area, there's some activity underway, and in other pockets of our state. But I don't think that any region has made an aggressive decision to make that their top priority. I think Oakland County is probably the closest that I've seen with their Medical Main Street.
We've been talking with Michael Finney, who is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Thanks for the update, Michael. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Mark.